This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
So yesterday, you're lucky you guys know where I stand on this. I think eventually all college football will be shut down. For now, we've seen that there's only four conferences that are actually responsible. We see the greed take over with the ACC, the SEC, and the Big 12, right? That's all this is. This has nothing to do with they think they know what they're doing and they can figure it all out and all that crap. No, no, no. That's a bunch of BS. Okay? What they're holding out on, well, we don't have to start till September. So if we don't have to start till September, let's hold out for a few more weeks, right? And the commissioner of the Big 12 yesterday, Bob Bowlesby, was addressing the season for the Big 12 and for his team. Let's hear the commissioner of the Big 12 talk about this situation. Test three times a week. Remember, I was making fun of the NFL. I suckered the players yesterday. Like, oh, you know, we'll test every day until September 5th. And then after that, it's every other day. And I told you, well, that's it. You're done. Everyday testing is still hard to actually control the virus. Because, again, you don't test positive right when you get it sometimes. So then you're spreading it. So these guys are going to get to a point where they're testing now. They're going to be testing three times a week. So 4 out of 7 days, they're not going to be testing. 4 out of 7 days, you think there's not that you don't increase your chances on picking it up and spreading? So if you actually really cared about your athletes, wouldn't you test every day? I'm just wondering. Right? You would test every single day. But again, you're so incredibly greedy that you make all this money and you don't want to actually spend the money on protecting the people that make you money. I heard that in an oh, we'll get to pivot, you know, if we have to. That's telling you, all he's telling you is, we're going to wait a little while longer for us to cancel our season. Because from now, it's August 13th. So we're expecting from August 13th till the middle of September when the season starts, that the virus will be, like, under control. When it's more out of control in the last month. I had a guy on Instagram, why death rate is down. I'm like, dude, do you know that in the last month more people have died than they did in the last 3 months? Like, the death rate in the last 30 days has been higher than it was at the beginning of this thing. And it's like, you know what? And what I love is the people that don't follow this, they see the Sunday and Monday numbers go down, and they think it's solved. Right? I had a guy, like, they see the numbers are down. I go, no, dude, they're down always on Sundays and Mondays because it's the weekend. And I don't know why, but they go down. But Tuesday, they'll go back up, and they went to 50.
sent him the DM. He said, here you go, bro, since you're, you know, so informed. You know, what was it, like 1,376 yesterday? 212 or whatever it was here in this state? I mean, come on, man. It's, I don't understand. I really don't, but I don't understand those of you that don't want to take it serious. But I definitely understand what the Big 12 is doing. And that's what that comment was. That comment was, well, no, we're going to hold up because we're greedy. We want to make sure we're not passing up this money. And we're going to cancel up until the point we really have to cancel. And you know what's going to happen, right? But here's the beauty of this. The NFL doesn't give a rat's ass about criticism. They never have. They don't care about any Deflategate, Bullygate, steroid use, concussions, CTE. They're Teflon, bro. Ray Rice, Teflon. The SEC, Big 12, and ACC, this is all about money. This is all they care about. This is what their driving force is. Has nothing to do with the players. It's disturbing, to be honest with you, but it's understandable. And eventually, the Big 12 and the SEC and the ACC will end up being the last ones. One of them, I wonder if those three will get together and do it all at the same time. But if anybody is the last to pull out, which would be the SEC, of course, they would then get criticized by everybody. Right? But they don't care. So, at this point, the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 12 must feel like they're Teflon like the NFL does. Because if you have to cancel in a couple of weeks, it's going to be embarrassing for you. I mean, you could have done it already, and all you did was you kept bringing your athletes back and putting them at risk, which is what you're doing every day. Especially when you can't control this virus and you're only testing three times a week. Come on, man. You know the outbreaks are going to happen. And once, if the students do get back to campus and they're not virtual, if you've got thousands of students on campus, which hasn't happened yet, and you've got the parties going on and all that stuff, and football season's going on, and they're hitting, and they're traveling, there's no way. No way you can have a college football season. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. What I just hope doesn't happen is that a player gets COVID and it does serious damage, that it does enough that it hurts their pro career. Most guys aren't going to have a pro career because most guys aren't talented enough to play in the pros. But those 150, 350 guys, 400, that will have that slight opportunity of being on an NFL roster or having a career, those guys, I hope none of those guys end up losing out on that opportunity because they got COVID and ended up with a large heart. And how about if it's a guy that's a second or third round pick or whatever, and he drops out of the draft and he loses a ton of money? But that's fine. The SEC, the ACC, and the Big 12 are setting themselves up for failure. They're setting themselves up to be criticized. And they're also setting their players up, and administrators and coaches and trainers and everybody else, to get seriously sick. And when that happens,